Brandon Bruce, where the hell are you, sir?
So Destiny Couch was not the one with the fake English accent. That was Cupid. Anyway, get ready for the cowbell, because I've never gotten this under 5 minutes. So anyway, so I graduated from college in 1998 at Kent State University in Ohio, which is where I'm from. Yeah, the Four Dead in Ohio school, yeah. And I stayed there for 2 more years in Kent, Ohio, because I had a girlfriend. You know, it's the reason why a lot of us stay where we are, because we've got a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever the case may be. But I was very much in love with her. She's a beautiful young woman, and that sort of thing. And then one day, I was watching the movie Office Space, and that movie inspired me to get out of Ohio, to get out of my Bank One job. Anyone remember Bank One? Yeah, so I worked at Bank One for a while, and it was awful. And so I decided I was going to go to New York. I was going to go start my career as a theater artist, you know. And I said to my then girlfriend, I said, hey, I'll go to New York, and then you'll follow me in a year when you graduate. And she said, yeah, that sounds great. And, well, that's what she said. Because two or three weeks after I moved there, she dumped me. And then 2 weeks later, she called me, and back when people used to call people, she told me that she had had an abortion that day, and asked if I would pay for my share of the abortion, and I said, of course, absolutely, I will pay. I'll do whatever it is I got to do. Now, I'm very pro-choice. I'm extremely pro-choice. Whatever a woman wants to do with her body, whatever anybody wants to do with her body. Yes, absolutely. Yes. But why did she even tell me? If she wasn't going to ask me for what I thought in advance, then why bother telling me? Because that's the thing that kept me up for years. I couldn't sleep with peace. I had nightmares upon nightmares upon nightmares. It was awful. Because I never knew the answer to the question that I was never asked, which was, hey, I'm pregnant. What do you think we should do? I never got to say, hey, I'll move back to Ohio and we'll figure it out, right? Or maybe you should, you know. And so I never knew, and that bothered me. It tortured me. It tormented me forever. And it didn't help that when I moved to New York, I was also playing the title role in Shakespeare's Macbeth. I can't say the rest of the play because I'm in a theater, and it's a curse to say the rest of the play. That play has a lot of violence in it, and it was very, very bloody, and I literally had blood all over me all the time, and it was really upsetting for me. And eventually, I left New York because I didn't like being there anymore. And I moved to Chicago, where I lived for 10 years. And while I was the first 2 or 3 years I was there, I took all of my rage and anger out on every single young woman I could find that I had any kind of relationship with whatsoever. I did everything I could do. I wasn't like abusive and anything like that, but I played head games. I would leave so many apartments in the middle of the night, just screaming, literally screaming. I made one young woman leave my apartment at 4 a.m. I did give her cab fare and waited for the cab to arrive, but I wasn't proud of it. And then I went to my friend's wedding. I was a groomsman in his wedding, and then I had one of my numerous one-night stands with a young woman, and I still don't know her name. And I remember thinking, that's probably not good. I should probably stop this now. These young women don't deserve the rage and the anger and the stuff that I'm throwing at them. So I did. I distanced myself from that. And then I had another thing happen to me. I also realized that my ex-girlfriend, who I was so angry with and so upset with, she was 22 years old. She deserved some grace. Cut her some slack. She was doing what she thought was right. And you know, I'm a professor now, and I see nothing but young women this age all the time. And so that really means a lot to me, the ability to give young people grace like that. So I had some peace for a while, you know. I was by myself, it was really quiet, and I did get that peace. I made the peace. And then I met my wife, the woman who is now my wife, and I haven't had peace since. So.